Ladies and gentlemen, this is the World Series of Politics, where Brendan Bussman and Brant Iden race through the turn on key legislative and regulatory developments around the gaming world. As these two come up to the green flag, let's get into this race for expansion and opportunity for the industry to grow until we hit the checkered flag on another episode of the World Series of Politics.
Welcome back to the World Series of Politics podcast. I'm your host, Brant Iden, along with my co-host, brother-in-arms, and always the man to the right of me, the smooth operator himself, the man who takes it to the limit, Mr. Brendan Bussman. How are you, sir?
Well, you are correct. I normally am to the right of you along the way here, but we do have a wonderful guest. First and foremost, it's great to be back with you, Brant. Always, always, always a pleasure. But we've brought back one of our favorite guests, one of our other partners in the gaming industry over this, Hugo Baumgartner, who, as I always like to say, anything from Mexico South, he's the guy to call along the way. But as you foretold on our last episode, we're here to talk about Brazil. But first and foremost, Hugo, welcome back to the show. Glad you could join us today.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation again. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and talk about Brazil. Good news, good stuff. Let's talk about it. Thank you.
Well, let's kick off with first and foremost, let's get to what happened earlier this week, second. But sort of give everybody the lay of the land. What's going on with Brazil? We've talked a lot about online. Online's finally moving. Give us the baseline over where things are going.
I mean, Brazil, as everybody, and I think that everybody knows, Brazil is online gaming is a reality at the moment. And the government finally, end of last year, got approved all the regulation. And the Ministry of Finance already have everybody in place working hardly to build up regulation and all the ordinances that has to be published to cover everything. Until the moment, they have five or six, I mean, half of the ordinance are already published, and there is a timeline for it already. So August 2025 is the latest to everybody to apply for a license to present the documents. And then they have sometimes to double check those documents. So, what we have seen is that Brazil, it's going to be fully regulated by January 1st, 2025, or at least that is the plan. I don't see any problem with that, but Brazil, I'm pretty confident that will be fully regulated by 2025. So basically, that's on the online side. I see only one company already applied for the license already. But as far as I can see, 20 to 25 companies applying for this license until the third week of August.
So Hugo, let me ask you a question. This has been a real thriller in Brazil. I mean, it's been up, it's been downs. We have the votes, we don't have the votes. I've followed this timeline closely, and I know that it's four stages, and this last stage is going to be supposed to come in July. And you're saying hopefully everyone will be up and regulated by January 1. I mean, do you actually think the government's going to meet that timeline? Is this a crazy question, or I mean, the government hasn't met any timeline. So do you think that this will actually happen?
Yes, I think so. I personally was in Brasilia for a couple of times talking to them, part of our meetings, and they were really open-minded and they are very flexible. They received us to understand 100% what is the operator side of it, how it's, because they are still learning. I mean, every day is still new that they didn't know. So they really wanted to double check with the operators what is the need, their needs, and again, everything has to be compliant with the legislation in place. So they have a mission. They have a mission, and I can see that this mission will be accomplished by them. They understand that the market is there. The online market is already up and running for the last few years ago, and there is no other way to go. I mean, the population is waiting for this regulation to be in place. Population, government, everybody. And again, they count with these taxes for next year. They are counting on with the money that is coming from the licenses already. Because it's, again, remember, it's $6 million per license. So the governments already have this money in their records for 2025.
That's a nice way of saying the government's already spent the money. You know, that's a nice way of saying it that way. But we all know government spend it before it comes in. But anyway, sorry, Brendan, go ahead.
You know, it's one of those things, guys, that, you know, Hugo, you brought up about the market that already exists there today and what that looks like accordingly. And obviously there's a bunch of, illegal operators operating today. We'll use that. Maybe it's considered gray, but, you know, whether they be, smooth criminals or are there posters out there for, you know, the regulators saying wanted dead or alive, these people along the way to be able to do that. You know, what are they doing about those that have been operating in the market currently that aren't the 20 or 25 companies that are going to come in there and say, hey, we want to do it right, and here's how we want to go about it?
Of course, there are some of them that they don't have the $6 billion and they want to, and again, they don't want to be regulated because they are comfortable with their operations as they are. So they just say, you know, I will be as it is. I don't care about the government, and they will just do what they are comfortable doing for the last few years. Anyway, I think that illegal gaming, gray market will be always there. But the Brazilian government is really straightforward, and they think that they can somehow try to avoid or to block them through paying methods. Because in Brazil, PIX is really, really, really important, and it's 99% of the market. And they can control it through the Central Bank of Brazil. So they think that they can try to block those operators through the paying method. So it's a really fair way to think. And I think that we know guys that the gaming world, and that we know that it's never 100%, but I think that they can do it in a very good share of the market.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point. Of course, it's the same thing that we're seeing across, you know, really, even in the U.S. right now, across the country, right? I mean, it's really this matter of, you know, what is the sledgehammer that these regulators have to be able to go after these bad actors? And we're still trying to work through that, but I think you're right. Through the suppliers, through the banks, you know, media markets, whatever it happens to be, those are the avenues we can go after.
Yeah.
These. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
They cannot do any media. They cannot, they want to, it's not possible to do anything with the PIX. Okay. Of course, there are always ways to do PIX, but I think that they can cover the 80% of the market. No media, even the regulated website will be with .bet.br, so they can understand. Also, it's not a .com, that will .bet.br. So they are really trying to make it 100% clear to the population which way to go. Okay, of course, some clients, they understand as well that there is some taxes to be paid, but the taxes is not so high. So I think that will be a good conversion from the gray to the official market as soon as they launch 100% regulated.
You know, Hugo, we'll leave the shameless operators that are operating today in that area, and let's talk about the storm front that's coming of these legal operators, and what that looks like as we look towards January for a full launch. And as Brant so eloquently talked about, how the government's already spent the money. But with that in place, you know, what do you see happening over the next 6 months as we not only see the rest of these regs pull out, you know, the deadline in August? What do we need to be as an industry thinking about today as it looks towards the next 6 months?
What I can understand is that Brazil, what we can see today in Brazil, it's going to be to change in 2025. It's my understanding. But what do I mean? I mean that foreigner companies are coming to Brazil strongly. I believe that they're coming. I also believe that some M&As will be done as soon as they get, as soon as the first license is issued in Brazil. Once the first one have it, I understand that we can see some movements being done, and then we can see fully 100% regulated and professional market in place. So I have talked to friends, talked to people, and I understand that there are movements being done, and soon we have some good news for the Brazilian regulated market. So, but again, there's still 6 months to come. Some movements will be done, and foreigners, I understand they are looking into Brazil very with a big eyes, as Brazil is a huge market in Latin America.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a massive market. Let's pivot. Let's talk about what happened yesterday. Let's talk a little bit about the vote and what the future of that could look like. It's my understanding that there was a, and correct me where I'm wrong here, because I probably am, Hugo, but it's my understanding that the lower chamber, the Justice and Citizenship Committee, voted on rules for casinos, horse racing, bingo. This is sent to the Senate. What's that look like? Is that the process? Can it get done this year? Fill us in on all this.
I mean, it's something that I have been discussing with Brendan for what, Brendan, 10 years maybe?
At least. Been a long time. Yeah,
it's a long time. There is this movement coming from the online. That's what my understanding. This movement coming from the online side. And I can see that this... project is in place that was already voted in lower chamber. Now it's on the Senate and on the commission in the Senate. And that was to be voted for a very long time ago. They are in favor of resorts casino, IRs, bingo, even small bingo halls, and also Jogo do Bicho. That's something that's very, very popular in Brazil. And they were trying to vote.
I'm not familiar with that. Can you fill a listener?
Jogo do Bicho is a very popular lottery, illegal gaming in Brazil that's been operated in Brazil for maybe 100 years now. It's everybody knows this game. It's really something that you can find in every corner. And they are trying to be regulated, and they will be included in this project. So that every verticals will be fully regulated. So that's the idea. So yesterday, I mean, they were trying to vote this report in this commission for a very long time, and then they started trying to push it for last month. And every week that we thought that was being voted, and again and again and again, and then last evening, yesterday, they could approve it. I can understand that there was a big movement from the people that is in favor of it, and they were able to change some votes, and they could finally get it approved. And then there is two last movements or approvals yet. One is from the Senate. So now this will go to the Senate, and then there is the final approval of the president. From yesterday until now, which I could talk to few friends, is that The idea is to get it voted by the first week of July, as next week is not that busy, Brasilia. So that's the idea, to get it voted by first week of July. So, guys, it's really a big, big movement. I have been living this for 27 years now. And since 2005, we are waiting for this. So almost 20 years. And if everything goes well and smooth, we can get some casinos as well in 2025. You know, that Brent, you guys are going to have a lot of work to do.
Well, you know, we already know we need to get Brent down there so we can get him indoctrinated.
So that's it. Basically, that was what happened last night.
You know, Hugo, you and I have been here before. I texted you right after the vote came down and said, did that really happen? Because we waited for this for so long. Going, what just happened? And, you know, obviously I'm not holding my breath on July, but, you know, because we've been here before. But, you know, sort of as we look to wrap up today's show, you know, for just the industry, whether it be online or land, you know, this is obviously a market that people need to pay attention to because it's finally moving. But, you know, what would you give as sort of a current piece of advice as we look to finish up land in the next 6 months or finish up online in the next 6 months and look towards land maybe into the next year? What do people need to be watching?
So, Brendan, correct me if I'm wrong. So you just want me to give a final advice regarding the Brazilian market.
Okay.
So, what I can really tell you guys is what I have seen at various movements in the different directions. But what I can really give everybody an advice is that Brazil is still a baby. What I mean as a baby, there is no culture of gaming. There is culture of gaming in a sense that people like to play, but they are learning the different variations of games. What I'm saying this, because we can see in the online gaming, in the online space, we can see very simple games still being 50-60% of the market, which is crash games. And then if we go to the land-based, we can see bingo still is a very popular game in this illegal market that unfortunately exists in Brazil. Because the Brazilians, they don't understand the slot machine. They don't know the 235 lines or 5 scatters or 3 levels of jackpot. So there is still learning. So there will be a movement. There will be, it's not something that you just push a lot of machines, different games and different things people don't understand. So there will be a period of a period that people will get to know the games and for sure will mature the market. So there is a curve of understanding and learning of the market that people has to be aware. And for that, I think that Brazilian manpower will be needed for both operations, the people that knows what is going on in Brazil. So foreigners operating in Brazil 100%, I think that's something that I think that won't work. That's my understanding.
Well, there it is. We are going to wrap up there. Don't stop believing in the Brazil market. Hugo, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on the show. Another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast with Brent Iden and Brendan Bussman. Join us next time.
You've been listening to the World Series of Politics podcast with Brendan Bussman and Brent Iden. We'll be back at the starting line very soon. This has been an IGB production. For the latest news, views, analysis, and data on the global gaming industry, head to iGamingBusiness.com.